Hello, my name's Mark. My website address is anxietyhypnotherapist.org. And in today's video, I'm going to talk about inner child healing and hypnosis. Going to be looking to dispel some myths surrounding inner child healing and hypnosis, because I find hypnosis to be a very powerful modality to help people overcome all kinds of issues, particularly anxiety. And I believe inner child work is essential if you want to overcome anxiety, build successful relationships, or even achieve your dreams. So the first myth I want to address regarding inner child healing is that inner child work isn't about reliving the past. The way I do inner child work is about reconnecting with your inner child, becoming a good enough parent to yourself. And a good enough parent will provide the child with unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. It's not about recovering repressed memories or blaming your parents for not being good enough parents. Most people carry their own trauma, which means that most people are incapable of being good enough parents. Most people are incapable of giving a child that unconditional love and unconditional acceptance that they need. This creates toxic shame and a constant feeling of unease, like there's something wrong with you. So when I work with clients, I take a solution-focused approach. I ask clients what they want to achieve from therapy. How will they know if therapy has been successful? It's very important to have goals when you're doing any kind of change work or therapy, because if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. You wouldn't set out on a journey without knowing what your destination is. And it's the same with therapy and making positive changes in your life. You need to know what those positive changes are going to look like. The second myth I'm going to address is that inner child work and hypnosis are triggering. I hear this myth a lot, and there's a lot of variations of this myth. Some people believe that they're going to recall a traumatic event and that's going to cause them to suffer a flashback. Others believe that they'll get stuck in hypnosis and be permanently hypnotized. I have been doing hypnotherapy, working as a hypnotherapist for 8 years now. I've never experienced someone spontaneously regress to a trauma they didn't want to remember, and I've never had anyone stuck in hypnosis. I've never heard of anyone being stuck in hypnosis. That's just not possible, because hypnosis is a perfectly natural state. It's something that we all experience several times during the course of a day. If you've ever driven somewhere, got into your destination, not remembered the journey, that's hypnosis. Been watching TV, zoned out, lost track of time, whatever you're watching, finished, you thought, wow, where did all that time go? That's hypnosis. So hypnosis is a perfectly natural state. It's a focused state of attention. So I believe this story about recovering repressed memories, or having what's known as a spontaneous regression, regressing back to a traumatic memory spontaneously, is perpetuated by people that don't understand hypnosis. When I work with clients, I use a lot of relaxation to ensure that they're totally comfortable during the hypnotic process. I also use a safe space, so they are going to have a safe space in their mind that they can go to should any kind of negative memory or unsafe feelings come up for them. Also, when you recall a memory, your emotional state when you're recalling that memory is going to influence the memory. So if you're nice and relaxed and calm, you can recall a negative memory and it won't have the same impact on you because your emotional state will be relaxed and calm. And this is actually one of the benefits of hypnosis, how hypnosis can be used to de-traumatize traumatic memory. Myth number three, you have to close your eyes to go into hypnosis. This isn't true. Some of the clients I work with are very anxious. They're very uncomfortable closing their eyes, and that's perfectly fine. With those clients, I use a more conversational approach. I use conversational hypnosis. They don't have to experience the formal kind of hypnosis where they close their eyes and listen to some soft music, drift deeper and deeper. We can make positive change in their lives whilst they are wide awake with their eyes open. We can make positive change conversationally by asking the right questions, by getting the client to focus on the right things. So why is inner child work so important? So now we've covered what inner child work is not, we can talk about what inner child work actually is. So inner child work is about becoming a good enough parent to yourself. I spoke a little bit about a good enough parent at the start of the video, how a good enough parent is going to provide the child with unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. Inner child work is about giving that to yourself, making yourself feel unconditionally loved, unconditionally accepted. It's about overcoming abandonment, trauma. It's about seeing yourself as worthy, as a good object in psychological terms. So why use inner child work to overcome anxiety? The symptoms of anxiety would be very useful in a life or death situation. You're going to experience the increased heart rate, which is going to get the blood flowing around your body, traveling to your muscles so you can either fight back or run away. Sweating is going to prepare you for any kind of physical activity that your mind perceives may be coming. So when you experience the symptoms of anxiety, you're moving into a fight or flight response. Your sympathetic nervous system is working to protect you, to keep you safe. And your body's going to release all kinds of hormones, such as cortisol, norepinephrine. It's not possible to completely eliminate the symptoms of anxiety from your life, because when you experience anxiety, it's a conditioned response from being continually exposed to things that cause you fear. Like Pavlov's dog, you're going to develop all kinds of triggers and things that you associate with your fears, and that is going to create anxiety. Fear is a core emotion and it cannot be completely eliminated from your life. I don't think it's possible to hypnotize someone out of a core emotion. Certainly wouldn't be moral to do such a thing, because without fear, you'd be getting yourself in all kinds of crazy situations. You'd be walking tightropes between skyscrapers and all kinds of stupid stuff. So fear is necessary. It's not going to be able to be taken completely from your life. But with hypnosis, with inner child work, making yourself feel safe, feel unconditionally loved, accepted, anxiety can certainly be overcome. I believe in hypnosis and inner child work because I personally suffered with all kinds of anxiety issues. I developed very toxic coping strategies to try and suppress my anxiety, to try and suppress feelings and emotions that I'd been shamed out of as a child. And this caused me to develop very toxic relationships, caused me to get into relationships with the wrong people. I started looking at hypnosis to help me to change. And hypnosis really helped me massively, helped me increase my confidence, helped me increase my self-love, self-esteem. But it wasn't until I started doing inner child work that I really started to notice the benefits, that I was really able to release toxic shame and stop the negative self-talk, the negative inner voice that kept attacking me, putting me down, causing all kinds of negative feelings. So breathing exercises are not enough to overcome anxiety. Breathing exercises and visualization can certainly help you to overcome anxiety, to increase confidence. As I am always talking about on my workshops, your mind can't tell the difference between a real or an imagined event. So just by visualizing yourself the way you want to be, you're actually going to create new neural pathways in your brain. You're going to be able to start to become that person. The more you visualize yourself that way, the stronger those neural pathways are going to become. But because anxiety is a conditioned response, you're going to need to break that conditioning. You're going to need to make yourself feel safe, feel secure, feel unconditionally loved, unconditionally accepted, to overcome fears of abandonment, etc. The only way to do that is through the inner child work, inner child exercises, as I do on my 4-week inner child program.